Welcome to 433 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm so glad to join you again this Monday. And today's show will feature predominantly American composers: Charles Ives, John Cage, Steve Reich, writing about New York. We're currently listening to the Jamie Saff Trio from John Zorn's Book of Angels, volume number 1, Astaroth. And the song is Shalmiel. Thank you. So it's good to be back here for 433. This is a program at CITR dedicated to new music in Canada and otherwise. For example, today's show. So I wanted to pair a few things together. This will be, again, dedicated to American composers predominantly. And the first classical composition that I wanted to play is Charles Ives' the Central Park in the Dark. This is a composition for chamber orchestra from 1906, and it has often been paired with The Unanswered Question, one of the most, I think, the most beautiful American composition of the 20th century. And I'm not usually prone to hyperbole. You know, I'm not going to play The Unanswered Question. That has been featured on the program before. I wanted to play a Canadian composer, Harry Friedman, after that, performed by the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. And this is Mario Bernardi conducting. The composition is called Tableau. So, Charles Ives, Central Park in the Dark, and Harry Friedman, Tableau. Thank you. You just heard Henry Friedman, Tableau, from 1952. And preceding that, I played Charles Ives, Central Park in the Dark. So, those two pieces actually went quite well together. Maybe too well, because if I wasn't at the controls right now, it'd be difficult to tell where one ends and the other begins. So I hope that the keener listeners out there were able to tell and differentiate between the two pieces. So Central Park in the Dark is a programmatic piece of music scored for a chamber orchestra. And in it, we can obviously hear Charles Ives's famous textural compositions. There's different polytonal sections, and sometimes it feels like they're clashing together. So in that particular work, he references, for example, Hello My Baby, and ragtime piano hits such as like the Washington Post March. And you're wondering, why did I play a Canadian composer from, you know, the 1950s? Well, I thought it was interesting. Harry Friedman considers that the piece Tableau is his first mature work. He's also influenced by jazz, painting, various sort of arts out there, and he uses that as an inspiration in this composition. So another tangent connection is that tangent is also a composition on this disc. This is a center disc recording. Is that Harry Friedman studied under Aaron Copland, a famous kind of populist American composer. So I wanted to play a few public service announcements and come back with you for a little bit of John Cage. Of course, the program is named after John Cage's famous composition, 433. So it would be difficult not to play him on air, although 433 is a little challenging to play on air for reasons that many of you will know. In that it has no intentional sound. All the sound comes from the performance setting. After that, I will feature some electroacoustic music from Canada, as well as Steve Reich. So please stay tuned. I will play a few announcements, and we'll be back with some excellent music from around the world, America and Canada.
Media Democracy Days presents their fifth annual fundraising Concert Democracy Loud, taking place Thursday, October 17th in 2013 at the Railway Club, doors at 8 p.m. Funds raised go to support media reform and democratization in Canada. The event features three local bands and great prizes. Tickets are $10. For more information, visit therailwayclub.com and look under events.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine is proud to sponsor the Vancouver International Film Festival showing of Tito on Ice, directed by Max Anderson and Helena Ahonen. A surreal tale in which graphic novelists cart along a macabre papier-mâché mummy of Marshal Josip Broz Tito, encased in a refrigerator, on a barnstorming tour of the former Yugoslavia. For showtimes and more information, visit vif.org.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Back with 433, not the Daves of our lives, but please visit the Daves of our lives, one of these Daves. We'll play John Cage, Sonata 1. This is from Complete Piano Music, Volume 1, composed between 1946 and 1948. And performed by Stefan Schleiermacher. You just heard a piece by Aris Karastathis. It's called Full of Stars. This is Cult Figures, electroacoustic music from Canada. A center discs recording. And I wanted to launch right into City Life. This is a minimalist composition by New York composer Steve Reich. It's in 5 movements, and it's 24 minutes long, so we just have time before the hour to close off the program with it. My name's Gregory Gann. You've been listening to 433, a program dedicated to new music in Canada, and today new music from other parts of the world, mainly in the States. And so I just wanted to say one last thing. If you have any questions about the program, please don't hesitate to email me, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. I'm here every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. So the movements are, number one, check it out, Pile Drivers, Alarms. 3, It's Been a Honeymoon, Can't Take No More. 4, Heartbeats, Boats and Boys. And 5, Heavy Smoke. Heavy Smoke, this piece uses heavy samples from different well-known compositions, but this is sampled from the communications from the New York Fire Department during the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. So, hope you enjoyed the show. Again, please don't hesitate to contact me, and without further ado, here is Steve Reich with City Life.
Thank you. Check it out. Thank you. What are you doing?